Well, welcome on into the 6 o'clock hour of sports talk. Going to be a short one today, folks. We're going to get to the LSU baseball game. That's a 6:30 first pitch coming up against Northwestern State. But happy to welcome in right now new UDFA of the Saints, Sincere Haynesworth, a former Tulane Green Wave, and now gets to stay in New Orleans with the black and gold. Man, it's got to feel great, Sincere. How you been?
I've been fantastic. How about yourself?
Doing great today. Just wondering from you, coming into this situation now with the Saints rookie minicamp about to crank up next week, have they talked to you at all about where they kind of envision you on the offensive line or where you see yourself?
Really just anywhere in that interior, center, guard. They haven't talked to me specifically about what they'll be having me do, but, you know, wherever they need me, I'm willing and ready to go. Just ready to continue learning, continue getting better, and, make myself valuable to this organization.
Sincere, Mike Dettelier. Last year at this time, we had Willie Fritz on with us, and I told him, I said, man, great news for you. Sincere's coming back for another season. Now, I don't know if he's on the retirement plan at Tulane or not, and Willie started to laugh. He was like, Mike, figure out a way for me to get another year after this one from him. But I remember you coming in 2019, and as a true freshman, you started half the games for the Green Wave. And so for people who have never played that center position, and I tell them it's sort of like the quarterback up front along the offensive line, you got to know what you're doing, but you got to know what everybody else is doing. And you got to make those calls up front, pick up that blitz, whatever's changing up front. There's a lot of intricacies that go along with playing that center position. And I think it's the second hardest position to play in football. Quarterback is one, but center's the second. And you did a fantastic job those years at with the Green Wave.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that very much. And I've got to agree. Center's a pretty tough position to play, but man, it's so fun once you get the hang of it, and once you get really comfortable with it, it starts to become more something that's more natural, and something that you develop and harness, kind of like a art. I like to call it an art, especially when you're talking about the snapping aspect of it. It's something that you've got to perfect and work on. Just it doesn't happen overnight, and once you start to get it down, it just becomes really fun.
When you look at it, to be part of that success of that program from when you first came in to see the last 2 years is what's happened for Tulane, and you were such a big part of that, and certainly there were other players, and Michael Pratt was a big part of it also, and what he was able to do there. But offensively, to have that work, and Jaquan, who played his high school football at Hornville, now he's with the Titans, and he's got another former Tulane guy that he can sort of team up with. What was that feeling to see what's happened over the last 2 years, that transformation for Tulane football-wise?
Man, it was a ride, man. It was so fun to, be able to be a part of that. And you mentioned Coach Fritz earlier. Big shout out to him for, letting us as players really have, such a say in the team and what we're doing. I'd say that was the biggest change for us, is that, we decided the best teams are always the player-led teams, because at the end of the day, we've got to be the ones to go out there and perform. And, the past few years, we really took initiative, and under Coach Fritz allowing us to, he helped us, he allowed us to help, in the hiring process of coaches like Coach Hester and a few other coaches and the offensive coordinator, and just really like letting us have a say in where the team goes, and being the almost the liaisons for the team, to communicate to him whatever the team needed, whatever the team wanted. We were able to voice that, and it was always respected. So being a part of that was amazing. It was a really great experience.
Playing that center position, the angle blocking, have that ability to get under someone's pads and move them around, I think there's an art to that too. For me, a real skilled player, it's a big man that can play offensive, defensive line. That's the real skilled people of this world. There's not a lot of people that can do that. But sort of explain to the average fan about, the technique of playing offensive line, the angle blocking, the leverage part of it, and being able to tie people up, and how that changes if it's a running play and or a passing play.
Yeah, of course. So, you know, you've really got to understand the ability to leverage someone and to get under someone, like you're saying. You just don't, you know, run out there and try to hit someone as much as it looks like. You've got to understand the angles of each play you're taking, whether it's inside zone, outside zone, you know, power, counter, all those sorts of things. You've got to take note of, you know, what play is being ran and what the goal of the play is and, you know, how to target that, where your target is. So it's stuff that happens in the snap of a finger too. So, you know, it takes a lot of work and a lot of practice and then also a lot of studying to, you know, how plays should look, how a block for a run should look. And then as far as pass blocking go as well, you got to have great feet. You got to understand where your feet have got to be set, where your balance and your weight's got to be at. There's a lot of that goes into it and a lot of practice that goes in it. That's why, you know, the greats, something that's always mentioned is, you know, for example, I could think of tackles, like use maybe Armstead as an example, just gets out there and works on his set, you know, pre-practice, post-practice, and just perfecting those little nuances in the game. So when you do get into those situations, that you're perfect, you're where you're supposed to be. And that's what it's all about.
Sincere, when Mike and I talked with Matty Hudak a couple weeks ago about, we were doing the pre-draft stuff and we talked about the Tulane prospects. We did a full episode on that. And when she kind of highlighted your play in at Tulane over the years, one thing that she kept kind of emphasizing, and Mike had already said being the center is like being the quarterback of the offensive line, but she really highlighted your leadership, your vocal leadership on that front for Tulane throughout the years. And I just want to get your thoughts on, you know, how you grew as a leader in your time at Tulane. You know, as Mike said, starting as a freshman all the way into your senior year. So just talk a little bit about your leadership and your vocal capabilities on the front.
Yeah, it definitely started, you know, kind of in high school for me. I took a role of leader in high school and captain in high school as well. And it's something that, you know, you kind of just get comfortable with. But as far as coming into college and, you know, taking on that role as well, it's something that you've got to grow into and realize that it's not an age thing and it's not, you know, who's producing it, that, you know, needs to be a leader, needs to speak. It's about doing what's right. And really just, you know, whenever you're doing the right things and, you know, seeing what needs to happen as well for the team, where the team needs to go, it's just about who's willing to say those things and who's willing to be, you know, upfront and honest with not only themselves, but everybody. And, you know, just kind of developing that, it was just something that, it didn't take too long, but it's definitely a learning experience. And, you know, you've got to hold yourself accountable to be able to do those things. So just really learning how to keep holding myself accountable through everything and, you know, not only leading with my voice, but leading by example to be able to lead with my voice.
Sincere, you brought up film work and watching film. Do you pattern your game after someone or do you watch film of a certain player? You brought up Teron Armstead, and man, God bless him. If he could have stayed healthy, he'd be one of the all-time greats. He had some issues from an injury standpoint, but man, when he played, he was played at the highest level. Is there someone that you sort of patterned your game around and you watch a lot of film of?
Yeah, so I kind of just try to compile my game off of, you know, a handful of centers. Growing up, the Pouncey brothers were, okay, you know, a big inspiration to me. Obviously, Jason Kelce as well. He's, you know, he just retired, but while he was playing, he did a lot of really great things. Coming in freshman year, one of the first centers I watched and kind of try to model my game after a little bit as well is Creed Humphrey. I think he's a really solid guy as well. And he does really, really great things, plays with a lot of power and leverage and takes a lot of really great angles. So, you know, looking and observing kind of what those guys do and how those guys go about things, but I really try to be myself as much as I can, you know, just really express myself through my play and always just, you know, keep a little nastiness and a chip on my shoulder. It's just how I play and, you know, just want to, you know, be me when I play. I don't want to be anyone else. And, you know, I would like guys to soon be able to look at my game and want to model their game after me.
Well, now I know, well, one of your favorite athletes in the NFL is Tom Brady. What'd you think of the roast on Netflix?
I've only seen clips. I haven't watched it yet. You know, that's, you know, one of my favorite athletes of all time. So, you know, I'm ready to see some of the jokes. I'm a little hesitant too. It might hit a little bit of a sore spot, but No, I'm probably going to get over there and watch it sometime this week and, you know, get a good laugh out of it, I'm sure.
Sincere, here's the thing. We can't play much of that on WWL. they can do it on Netflix, but the language is a little bit too salty.
Very raunchy,
for
right?
radio.
Yeah, I can only imagine, huh?
Best of luck to you, Sincere. Appreciate the time and definitely look forward to seeing you out at Rookie Minicamp.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks a lot.
That was Sincere Haynesworth. You heard him right here on WWL Saints Radio. Be checking out what he's got to offer at Saints Rookie Minicamp. Starts this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.